311.
Good afternoon to you. This is the 311 radio show on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great Sunday so far. Thank you so much for joining us, as you do every Sunday at this time on VOB, for the 311 radio show with the Barbados Fire Service. I am Crystal J. Paul, and we have with us today a Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, Natasha Ford.
Hi, and a pleasant good afternoon to all.
And we have a Fire and Life Safety Officers, Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados.
Good afternoon, everyone.
All right, how is everybody today?
I'm doing quite well.
Alive and tired.
Alive and tired.
From tomorrow, I'm on vacation.
Well, excuse me. Very well. Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you, Machi. Come here.
All right. Well. Enjoy. Well, it's a 311 radio show. And as per usual, we have lots to discuss. And I just want to get straight into it. There's something that you would want to remind people, especially those who operate warehouses. I'm just going to let you go ahead and start that.
All right. So basically, as it stands, you know, sometimes we see the pretty end, or you, the customers, you see the pretty end of showrooms and everything else, and you don't take into consideration, you know what, where the people housing their stock, where's these, because obviously stuff is in the showroom is just for display purposes. And you'd ask the question, you know what, so where do you have to stop? You just go, you see the showroom, you see the lovely looking furniture, you see whether it be medication or insecticide, whatever it is that you want. But we don't think in terms of, okay, so where do people keep this stuff? Where is the stuff being stored? And many times you would find that when we go out there, we have to interact. We have to do both showroom and warehouses. Now, especially for those persons who have the warehouses attached to the showroom. Let's just say, having your showroom of that looking all marvelous, and I mean encouraging customers to come in, and then having your warehouse look like a rat nest. I think that's the best way to put it. There's no path to follow. Everything is just all over the place. It does not speak highly for you, one, in terms of your own safety and security. If anything should happen in the warehouse area, as I said, if it is attached to the rest of the building, your showroom is going to go up as well. Now, this is not to say that those persons who have separated the two, that you have gotten away and that you don't need to take precaution either. We can say to you, I mean, we go in, as you know, there is we're inspectors, and we see from time to time, especially in dealing with the warehouses, is like, right now, what hazard pay? I'm thinking about, you know, writing for hazard pay. The things you go here, the things you say, yes, we know we've signed up for it, but at the end of the day, we want persons to recognize, especially the internal customers, you need to open your mouth and say something. If you know your conditions of work are not the best, they're not right, then you need to say something. It is only when you say something that persons can then act on your behalf. I can let Jason, I can let Sobers share some of the things that they have seen while we have been out there. I'm sorry, I don't have Patrick here. You go in and sometimes things are way above you. They're not stacked in any particular order. So it's like, you know what the police call it? You just have to pull the domino effect. If one barely moves out of place or somebody barely passed and brushed one, then the whole thing is going to become a collapse zone. And those are the ones that we're talking about that are stored high above. Exactly. Then you go into some stores again, some places that operate, and you see the shelves, you have the stuff on the shelf. You cannot pass next. They become obstacles, so they're sticking out in the walkway. You have to walk around that, which again, now narrows your space in the event that you have to do an evacuation. person storing combustibles with flammables. There's no separation. Thank you. There's no separation of these chemicals, these material. Let me see it to cover everything. There's no separation between the material. So if at one point a fire is the whole thing then goes. And we keep saying fire safety is general good housekeeping practices. Now, I think I've said a lot. This is one of the things that peeved me. I would let Jason and Soberis continue it. They can share some of the experiences. They can tell you what are the things that should be done, what are the things that should not be done. This to protect yourself as the employee, employer, things as the customer that you can, you have rights as a customer. If persons are expecting you to monopolize their business, then at the end of the day, you need to know that you are in a safe environment. If you continue to patronize these people's businesses, it means then that you're saying you don't care. Going into environment where you're seeing, you know what, don't even go there. Right, Jason.
carrying on from what Ford was saying, one of the things I want to add as well, not only the stacking height, because I've actually seen some start up to the point that not only if you push, but they're actually leaning towards, you know, that they will fall if, I don't think anything even have to push them, I just think it's a case of when they will fall. And that's one thing. Another thing, you find persons stick the extinguisher in a convenient corner where it can't be seen. And to make matters worse, they will put stock in front of it. They may have a shelf in front of it. They may put a stool in front of it, these kind of things. I want to remind persons that your extinguisher should be readily available at any time. Nothing whatsoever should block you from being able to grab that fire extinguisher at any given time. You shouldn't have to move a chair, a table, or anything. Your extinguisher should always be readily available to grab and go and use at any given time. So we've seen, I would say horror stories. You know, sometimes it may come over to people that we preach in gloom and doom. I think we speak reality here. This is what we see on a day-to-day, weekly basis as we carry out our duties. That is not to say that we are coming up there to make you miserable or to get at you. We are coming up here because it is your safety that we are looking out for at the end of the day. It is not our safety because realistically, God forbid, if something happens within the building, it is not myself, it's not Natasha or Kevin who's going to be there. It's going to be you, it's going to be your customers, your employees, etc. And those are the persons you have to look up for, not only your internal customers, which may be your staff, etc., but your external customers, which like persons who come and do business within your establishment are just as important as the persons who you hire to work within your business. So all of these things you have to take into consideration and understand that it is not a case of the fire service on your back for anything personal as it relates to the Barbados fire service. Yes, we have to look up for our own personnel as well, because when the place is on fire at 2 o'clock in the morning and all personnel have to go into that building, we may have to do force entry. You may not be there yet to open the building. And as long as we see fire, we will do force entry to get into that building to see if we can save it before it becomes worse. We not knowing what we're going into or going into environments that are unsafe because of bad housekeeping practices. And it creates an unsafe environment for us to be firefighters. You know, so there is a whole ripple effect when we talk about storing things in the correct way. What we usually try to remind persons is not to store goods or anything. The highest point it should be at least 18 inches, at least 18 inches from the ceiling to the top of whatever your first product is, whether it be a box, whether it be any sort of clothing, whatever. It should be at least a minimum, no less than 18 inches from the ceiling to the top of whatever the first thing you're storing. So some people will say, oh, well, ain't touching the ceiling. It does not necessarily have to touch the ceiling. It needs to be at least 18 inches because you have those light balances that in some places, they can overheat, they can have a shortage of some sort. And if you have your thing stacked right up to the ceiling, obviously you can see that if it's a spark, if it's whatever, you can create that greater fire, greater situation that is not only bad for you and your establishment, but for the fire service and the safety of the fire officers who have to turn up at that scene and operate. So there's a whole domino effect when we are speaking as it relates to storage and proper housekeeping, as we like to call it.
And we would have also mentioned, I think, numerous occasions we've talked about fire spread and heat conduction, you know, the heat, radiated heat. We talk about conduction, we talk about convection and such. Like, these are the methods of heat transfer. So there's a method to the madness. There's a reason why we ask for these things, why there are certain requirements and standards that have been put in place. Because it means if something places up, say two stories, and you have a fire going above you, obviously that floor is heating up. And the closer you put the material to the ceiling, whether it be a board ceiling, whether it be wall ceiling, remember within the wall, we have steel, and that steel is going to heat up, then allows it to conduct. It's like you leaving your pot spoon inside the saucepan. It's not just the water in there that's getting hot, it's not just the saucepan, but you will recognize when you touch that spoon again, that spoon is also heated. That's the same heat transfer that we're talking about. And if you have those chemicals, you have those material up to the ceiling area, where once that process begins, you will just see those things burst into flames. Mm-hmm. And then that now leads now for that room to become engulfed. So sometimes people are like, but you know what? The fire started on that floor up there, nothing was down here. So who down here managed to burn? And I'm not going to give away all our secrets because we don't want to cause anybody up there to get all trigger happy or whatever. Well, not trigger happy, but fluid happy. At the end of the day, there are certain things you still need to keep back. But as I said, there's a method behind our masks. There's a standard of the reasons why we ask for these things. It's not just because we want to have a conversation.
Right, right.
We want to sound pretty, but at the end of the day, we've seen what can happen. And
we have to learn from what we've seen, as well as follow what we've seen happen overseas as well, because this is nothing that just is based to us or unique to us in Barbados, but these are all under the international standards which we also follow. So I'm sure if you go on Google, you type in FPA standards for any of these things, for extinguishers, you will see everything pulled up as in the information and the reasons why. And I also want to issue a challenge to employers as well. Yes, my colleague Collins has spoken about having the extinguishers free and easy access to them. But many cases we go to places and they are flush with extinguishers. But when you ask, no one there knows how to use the extinguisher. Mm-hmm. So I'm encouraging and appealing to all the employers out there. Next day you go work, hold a meeting, find out from your staff how many have been trained in fire safety and evacuation and in the proper use of an extinguisher. It's not a case of you see a fire and you take the extinguisher and you throw it in the fire. No, you have to know how to use it. You have to know the acronym. You have to know where exactly to point the nozzle to be most effective in extinguishing the fire. And further to that too, I also would also encourage persons, if it is you see certain things in your workplace which you know that is a hazard to you or that can cause problems in the event that you have to evacuate on an emergency, as in your exit path, your door to get outside of the building, your alternate exits, if they're locked, whatever the case may be, make sure you speak to your employer about it. If it is that you realize that they're not doing anything about it, if it is you have someone, a rep or someone who normally oversees that part, or you have a safety, or you should have a safety committee, speak to them about it and don't let it linger and say, oh, 7 days passed and 40 days passed, nothing happened and you still have not said anything else. Don't let it stay there. If it is that you need to reach out to us at the Barbados Fire Service, feel free to call us and let us know and we'll come and assist you to make sure that at the end of the day, that your safety is priority, and by you doing these and are these things being done, it also assists us in reducing the amount of fires that we have. Because numerous cases you may hear about the large number of fires that we have, And you hear, oh, but that fire burns so fast. And as you always say, fire doubles every
30 seconds.
So, and you'll see how fast these fires may spread. And you say, and you wonder why. And it's because of many times we go to do these inspections and we realize persons have, as Ford was saying, they have the paints, you have the cleaner products, the Clorox, you have the acid, you have the thinners, you have the normal stock, you have all the boxes filled up and everything together. Now, it means then we go to the fire and we expect, okay, this is a clothing store, so you know it, or you have a lot of clothing. Or, oh, this is a furniture store, you have a lot of furniture, but not realizing that you have so many things pulled together that it would expedite the rate of
fire spread.
So amazing what we will turn out and be able to extinguish in, say, okay, all right, it will take us 30 minutes to release, or 5 minutes in, you see there's a loud explosion or the fire spreads expeditiously. It's all because of the storage and how these things are kept. So it means then as employers that you have a lot of work set out for you for this week. You have to have the staff meeting to find out for your staff who have been trained. If it is they haven't, feel free to contact the Barbados Fire Service and we will arrange or we can assist you in having that training so that everybody would be up to par and ready in the event something happens. In terms of storage, in terms of your exits and everything, because gone are the days we can sit by and say, okay, all right, we can take a chance or we can take a risk. No. How things are going nowadays and people are losing what it is that they work so hard for or that they have been trying to build or to get. You can't afford to lose it now when it is that everybody's losing jobs left and center or people trying to get back. No. We have to take our safety and our businesses and everything more seriously.
But also to add to that, when he talks about the safety committee and persons not knowing how to use extinguishers, I want persons to be aware and be mindful. There's something called the Shaw's Act, Safety and Health at Work Act. And I think, and I keep saying it all the time, you should become au fait with it. You need to become au fait with it. Not only the employer, but the employees. You would recognize that each and every one of us has a responsibility. So no longer can I say my employer was supposed to do that or my employer was supposed to do this. I also have a responsibility as well. And within there, as you would have mentioned, persons being on duty and knowing how to use the firefighting equipment is one of those things that you will see within that app. So it's not the Barbados Fire Service calling for you to learn how to do it. It is written there in black and white by the government of Barbados that that is what is supposed to be in place.
And then too, you know, I'm thinking of, well, a number of things I was thinking of while you were speaking. One, when people are setting up warehouses, it's best to, well, you've said it before, to speak with the Barbados Fire Service on the different materials that you'll be having within that establishment so that you can be advised by the Barbados Fire Service on how to store these items. And of course, you have the list that you share with the Barbados Fire Service so that you can have it in the event, God forbid, of any fire or any disaster. You already know what to expect at that establishment. So we definitely want to remind people to do this. And even though as I'm thinking, okay, this is August, Christmas is coming up soon, people are going to be restocking. Hopefully, you know, people are going to be, you know, just stocking up for Christmas. And this is something that needs to be borne in mind as well, even as you stock on top of stock to ensure that the storage is done properly. Call the Barbados Fire Service if you need any information. But you wouldn't call 311, would you? Where can they call?
Well, in a case like that, if you come across any discrepancies or things that you don't need persons to know, well, it is you. Because again, we believe in confidentiality. Mm-hmm. And as my great grandma used to say, we are secret orders. I don't know if we're from the secret society. It's like, once you say something, you don't have to bother about persons disclosing your identity. Our thing is not to name persons or to identify persons. Our solution is to get to the bottom of what is happening, to deal with the situation, to make recommendations. If you have a general concern, you can call the Barbados Fire Service, any of the stations if you know them, or you can call the Fire Prevention Unit 535-7829. From 29 to 33. So 535-7831-7832-7833. Please don't call 7800, which is the PBX. Person said they call that number. Then you're routed to the accountants and the EO and everything else. Again, you can look in the telephone directory. Because it's not an emergency, we're trying not to push 311. That is reserved for emergency purposes. Right. Some persons know directly the number for Worthing, St. John, the airport fire station, well, that is a special category. So again, you can call to ask questions of the officers, but when you want a response or you want some person who can come, any of the other stations are members of the fire prevention unit.
All right, all right. Wow, a lot to think about, warehouse owners and, well, just businesses on the whole.
There's one thing that I did not mention, I'm sorry. Sometimes you find with some of these warehouses that they also store diesel or, let me say, fuel, hydraulic fuel for their equipment.
Right.
Sometimes you would go and you find that they have the gas tank or they have the diesel tank, but you don't see any bung wall around it in case there is spillage, that it can be contained within there. And all of these things are no-nos. And if you were doing the prerequisite inspection as they have been deemed to do again, they would know all of this. It is not about us expensing you, but at the end of the day, if something happens, I think it's better to put the money there now. Mm-hmm. And to have to pay it out later, and then you have to pay to Collins' family, you have to pay to Sober's family, you have to pay to your employees' family, or you have to look to rebuild.
And build all this stuff all over again.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Well, you know, maybe it's at this point, it would be just nice to remind people about Benny the Firecats, because even though Benny the Firecats is geared toward children, we adults can learn a lot from Benny as well. And I know you want to just mention a little bit about Benny.
Well, let's not just say for children. Benny is fire and life safety. Whether it be infant, child, adult, child at heart. Benny is covering all the demographics. And yeah, I think I'll let Jason handle Benny.
Like Ford said, Benny covers all the demographics, whether adult, child, whatever. Benny was launched a week or two ago.
2 weeks.
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Official, we say relaunch of Benny, because Benny was always around. Because if anyone who watched the launch and can still go on the YouTube page and do the launch, and anyone who watched the launch would see from the story that was so beautifully constructed by Mr. Taylor, our very own leading fire officer, Andrew Taylor. They will notice that he was around for quite a while and he was given new life. I think the chief
for all the men.
he was given new life. So now you should see a lot more. As a matter of fact, and that ties into another something we want to mention, that the launch of our social media pages, the Barbados Fire Service social media pages. Well, I'm trying to get some confirmation. You saw me looking out a couple of times here. I was trying to get some confirmation from Officer Jamalians, who's pretty much in charge of putting the information on the social media pages. But he hasn't responded yet in terms of whether it's Sunday or Monday. But
this week. We'll say this week then.
Yes.
Correct. So it's either today or tomorrow, the launch will take place. Be able to follow the Barbados Fire Service. As a matter of fact, you can go on Instagram right now, for those of you who have an Instagram page, @ Barbados Fire Service. I repeat, @ Barbados Fire Service. And you can follow the fire service page. And there's actually a picture of Benny. For those who don't know what Benny looks like, Benny, the fire safety car, is there in full effect with a message for you. So go on the Instagram page. Regular as you can go. And although the page hasn't been officially launched, you can still go and view the content. It's only so far that bit of content. But as the page is launched, of course, a lot more content will follow. And it will follow on a consistent basis that you keep up. You'll be probably up to date. So the goings on, the fire service, fire safety tips, etc., etc. So go on at Barbados Fire Service on Instagram.
And the app is the air with the circle thing around it.
Yeah, that is one of my customers who called the other day.
Yes. Yes.
The usual social media followers and so on would understand the app when we speak of Instagram.
Yes.
So those who are not sure about
right.
We're not excluding anybody. We're being very all demographics.
That's right.
That would go for our sub who told me only last week that she does not have an Instagram page and she was inquiring how to get a page and so on. So, Sir Williams, this is for you as well. The app Barbados Fire Service.
And you know,
those are not too open with social media. But yes, Benny is on Instagram as we speak, and he has a message for you. So you can go on, let your children have a look, and you, the adults, and everybody. And you'll be hearing a lot more from Benny.
Hearing and seeing.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Because we have a lot of ideas and plans and everything put together and just ready to go. So don't put it off. Don't say, "I can do that later." This break right now is for you to go. Take your cell phone, your tablet, whatever your device may be. Type in at Barbados for your service and click that like button and be ready for the fire that's coming your way.
Well, I'm going to do that right now.
Yes.
You know, believe it or not, we've come to the end of the 311 radio show. Time goes by like that, right?
Yeah, I told you I need 2 half an hours now.
Right. Oh, man. But I want to say thank you so much for your wealth of knowledge and for sharing with us as you do every week. So thank you, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Thank you.
And Fire and Life Safety Officers Kevin Sobers and Jason Collins. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Don't forget to follow.
Thank you.
All right. At Barbados Fire Service.
Yes, and before we go, I want to wish you officially wish Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha for a wonderful vacation. She goes off on her vacation. We'll probably see her somewhere in the Bahamas or
something. Oh, yes.
Definitely. Oh, boy.
You know when she goes on vacation, she goes to the Bahamas and go on a yacht.
Okay. And then she wakes up. We'll see.
You see something like that. But we make sure the best for sure on her vacation. I'm sure she's going to make the best of it.
Really not minding the haters, but thank you very much for all of you.
All right.
I can't make the most of it.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you and enjoy. Well-deserved vacation. And I am Krista J. Paul, thanking you for joining us for the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Be sure to log on to starcomnetwork.net and listen to the podcast. And you can always watch the video recording on VOB's Facebook page. God bless and have a wonderful week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
Thank you.